There's growing concern that some recognised refugees could end up homeless as a result of a policy by the Department of Integration which seeks to create room in IPAS accommodation for newly arrived asylum seekers. The European Migration Network in Ireland has just published research showing a large number of people are struggling to move out of government-provided accommodation into autonomous housing. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally reports.
Well, I was happy to finally finish my junior because I was really stressed about it. Oh my god. And yeah, I spent the last few days with my friends hanging out. Yeah, and that was all pretty much. It was kind of sad.
At 16 years of age, following her junior cert, Rose said goodbye to her secondary school friends in Drogheda because she and her family had to move over 200 kilometres away. Home for them until this point was at a direct provision centre in Mosny, but once they got their status to remain in Ireland, IPAS wrote last year to say they were being moved on. They were sent to different accommodation in the West, and so they started again.
Firstly, like picking out my subjects, I didn't really get everything I wanted. I wanted to do biology, but I had to do physics for like the first few months until Christmas came around, and then that's when I actually started biology. And having to catch up on the work that they had already done was very hard, and like keeping up with what they're currently doing as well. So that was a lot of work, and like overall I adjusting to a new school was like the hardest thing for me. I can't lie, there were so many times where I just cried because I couldn't handle the pressure, and like honestly even thinking about it is not like the greatest thing right now.
In Mosny, Rose had her own room. Now she shares a bedroom with her two younger brothers and her mother.
Like, I can't study in the room because obviously there are other people in the room. And you, like, if I want to study, I have to study at night. And downstairs, there are no study rooms. So I had to wait until like around 10, 11 to start doing my homework and studying, which meant that like I barely got any sleep most of the time. So that was not fun.
The move west led Rose's mother, Shelley, to give up her job in Drogheda. She's put a degree at a Dublin university on hold and has been travelling across the country to view houses on the east coast.
I still wish to go back there because I also have like a school lined up for myself to go to university, which is something that is like upgrading myself to be useful, but it's hindered in a way. I can't do it from here. I had to defer it with the hope that maybe by this time I would have got something, but unfortunately here I am with nothing, and that gives me like, it's so stressful.
The IPAS process of transferring those with status to alternative emergency accommodation has been underway since September 2022 because the Department of Integration says it needs to free up space for new arrivals. But the policy appears to be compounding the problem of homelessness. Madeline Allen is Policy and Advocacy Officer with the Irish Refugee Council.
So about a year ago, we started to get an increase in people coming into the office with these letters. They've got their status and they get a letter to say it's, you know, time to move on. If they didn't move out within a certain time frame, they would be being moved to more remote accommodation. You'd be given about 12 months. But as time went on, we were seeing more and more of these letters and sort of a bit of a panic in the community about it, because people have their jobs, they have schools, they have GPs, they're seeing therapists. At first we would appeal them, but very quickly it became obvious that it was not possible to appeal them and people started to be transferred.
Sarah, who has refugee status, was moved from Dublin to Monaghan 2 weeks ago.
I'm still struggling to adjust. Not to the fact that the place is not good, but to adjust to like my mental health, knowing that now I don't know. It's like I've just come into the country.
The Department of Integration has said that IPAS has a dedicated transition team who work in collaboration with DePaul Ireland, the Peter McVerry Trust, the Department of Housing and local authorities to support residents with status to exit IPAS accommodation and access other housing options. But this hasn't been the experience of those we spoke to. Here's Sarah again.
Being moved from Dublin to another county, it was not going to be a problem if the transition of it is like clear and like well informed. I know I was informed I was supposed to move, but not outside Dublin. The authorities know the situation that we face in trying to find accommodation, but it's like they don't care.
Madeline Allen again.
What we find is it becomes extremely difficult to find housing if you don't have social networks. And if you get moved to somewhere where you haven't been before, you'll kind of inevitably end up on social welfare. Landlords don't like that. They want you to be working. They want, you know, to know that you have connections with the community that you're in. So it's just creating, you know, there's a second barrier to people moving on.
Back on the West Coast, Shelley Rose and her younger brothers have received another letter saying the family is going to be moved again in July.
Having to move again to a place where I don't know where I'm going to be staying, I don't know what school I'm going to go to, I don't even know if I'm going to get the subjects that I want to do. So I might have to start a whole new subjects and, like, no.
That's going into leaving cert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what to do about that one.
My own kids, they are worried, where are they going? Which is like, it's taking away the privileges of them being kids. They are worrying about adult stuff. I can give them some kind of hope, you know, to hold on to.
And that report was from our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.